Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fifth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bob McClure. And now, play ball. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker takes first base on ball four. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Herndon. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Gantner scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walkenfuss moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive towards first. Cooper reaches out and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball towards left. Herndon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Herndon. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Manning steals second. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into center field. Lemon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lemon. Manning scores. Yost moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Brewers. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to third. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wackenfuss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Wackenfuss reaches second base with a double. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Wakanfuss moves to third. Lemon moves to second. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. Manning hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manning. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Manning steals second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost bunts towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Manning moves to third. Moore moves to second. One out. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manning scores. Moore scores. It's 4-0, Brewers. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moore throws the ball into Yount, who tags Wilson trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Whitaker scores. Herndon moves to third. It's 4-1, Brewers. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Lemon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-3 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a line drive towards third. Castillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Yount takes first base on ball 4. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yount. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Yount steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers won. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Tellman now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Rick Leach pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing shortstop. Rick Leach now playing first base. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. With three walks. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tellman fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.